Hi, I'm Gary from Stonyfield, the organic yogurt company. The President's Cancer Panel recommends foods produced without toxic, persistent pesticides and chemical fertilizers. We couldn't agree more. That's why Stonyfield yogurt is always organic yogurt.
In many parts of the world, birds are under threat, but sometimes human intervention can set a species back on track. Mary McCann has our bird note.
The sun rising over a South Texas grassland finds a flock of sparrows, like these Cassin sparrows we're hearing, perching atop a mesquite bush. They're awaiting the sun's first warming rays. Suddenly, the sparrows flee as a dark bird of prey races toward them, flying just above the ground at breakneck speed. This time, the sparrows escape, and their pursuer, an aplomado falcon, alights to survey the landscape. It's a truly handsome bird, its plumage a bold pattern of black, white, and rust. Aplomado falcons were once widespread residents of the American Southwest, but by the 1950s, they'd disappeared entirely from the region. Loss of habitat, loss of prey, and pesticides all played a role. But in the 1980s, a group called the Peregrine Fund began breeding captive aplomado falcons. Over the next 25 years, 1,500 fledglings were set free in South Texas. At the same time, conservation pacts with private landowners provided more than 2 million acres of habitat. While work remains to ensure the bird's recovery, the handsome aplomado falcon appears to have regained a solid foothold in the American Southwest.
That's Mary McCann of Bird Note. To see some photos of the aplomado falcon, swoop on down to our website, loe.org. Coming up, everyone agrees that antibiotics used judiciously are miracle drugs, but what does judicious mean?
The emergence of resistant bacteria is clearly a threat to the public's health, and I think that using antibiotics, misusing antibiotics, or using antibiotics in non-judicious ways is going to contribute to the development of that resistance.
Stay tuned to Living on Earth.
Support for Living on Earth comes from the Gordon and Betty Moore Foundation, Gilman Ordway for coverage of conservation and environmental change, and the Sierra Club, helping students, workers, entrepreneurs, and families create a healthy and prosperous clean energy future. Online at sierraclub.org/livingonearth. This is Living on Earth on PRI, Public Radio International.